Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast, where I run down the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and others done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts, and you can also subscribe on your mobile device using Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Here are our top stories today on Thursday, March 1st, 2018. First up, neither victim in a convoluted elder abuse case knew the other one, Medford police say. But property and court records show that the two seniors Karen Franziska Bolt allegedly tried to kill had been roped into convoluted real estate dealings with her. Bolt, 55, has been arraigned on 30 felony charges that include attempted murder for accelerating two Medford seniors' medical declines in March 2017, along with aggravated theft counts over financial and real estate dealings well into the six figures since at least 2013, according to court records. In earlier reports, Medford police said she defrauded them of more than $500,000. Medford Police Lieutenant Justin Ivins said Bolt attempted to cause the deaths of two seniors by over-medicating them. Bolt is accused of attempting to murder an elderly man on March 10, 2017, and attempting to murder an elderly woman 9 days later, March 19th, according to an indictment filed Monday. The year-long investigation that led to Bolt's arrest Friday was intricate and complex, according to Ivins. The U.S. Department of Justice assisted Medford Police with, quote, forensic, accounting, and other financial sleuthing. Bolt is accused of adding her name to the deed of the elderly woman's condominium, selling it in February 2017, then using the proceeds to buy property in Medford and Klamath Falls, court and property records show. In the male victim's case, Bolt is accused of intercepting thousands of dollars in the man's CalPERS retirement accounts, court documents say, while other felony theft charges allege she made thousands of dollars in online and in-person purchases. The nature of Bolt's relationship to the two seniors isn't clear. And next up, steep rent hikes scheduled for today at the Mariposa townhomes in East Medford sparked 11th-hour protests on Wednesday. About 30 residents and supporters showed up Wednesday afternoon to voice their opposition to rent hikes of up to 40%. Some residents reported their rents were going from $645 to $915 a month. CPM Real Estate Services Incorporated, which manages the property for its owner, sent a letter to the residents November 27th stating, quote, today you will receive official notice that your rents will increase substantially beginning March 1, 2018. The property was sold to DeLuca Revocable Trust on September 18th for $6.45 million, according to Jackson County property records. Ronald DeLuca, owner of the apartments, has stated that when he bought the complex, he faced significant costs and deferred maintenance and needed upgrades. Jesse Sharp, statewide organizer for Community Alliance of Tenants, said his organization plans to send a letter to DeLuca demanding he back off the large rent increases. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com, where you can also see the final installment of our Women Behind Bars collaborative series we did with KTVL. And be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Have a great day.